Porto, Portugal, October 30th, 1988, 8:13 p.m. The lights flickered and went dark. That's when it started. Luis reached up and adjusted the bulb with his fingers. The hot glass burned his skin. He gritted his teeth as the sensation grew stronger. He doubted the bulb was the problem. The TV, fan, and even the streetlight outside the apartment all died in the same moment.
Is this normal for an earthquake?
Car headlights flashed through the windows, reflecting off Renata's long, dark hair.
It's not an earthquake. They already said that.
Luis let go of the bulb. Only a moment ago, the emergency broadcast system had come on the air. Its strobing red light and high-pitched siren blared through every apartment. It was followed by men in lab coats being interviewed. They warned everyone that something was coming. And before they could finish, the power cut out. The one thing they had said was, "It's not an earthquake." The street outside the window was still lightless, and Luis went to check the fuse box. It wouldn't do much good. If the entire neighborhood lost power, it clearly wasn't a fuse, but at least it was something to do. Renata took his hand. Her fingers trembled.
It's not the fuses. It's not our lights. Let it go.